From the hut's window, I could see the cluster of brown Lego-shaped buildings in the middle of the desert. For most of the year, these hollow earthen blocks are comfortable shelters from the scorching sun. Eventually, though, the rains do come, and the villagers find themselves having to rebuild the life-size sandcastle after it dissolves into a shapeless mound. I heard a knock at my door and swung the wooden slat open to find a skinny bearded man staring at me. He too looked like he was made of earth. His honey-colored eyes reflected the desert's highlights so vividly that for a moment I thought they were glowing. The effect diminished as he squinted and raised his hand to his forehead to get a better look at me. He smiled and introduced himself as Muhammad, my neighbor. "Let's take some chai," he invited in surprisingly clear English. As we walked on the dirt road toward the chai stand, he took my hand in his. In these parts, this is an innocent display of fraternal affection, but I see it as an affront to my independence. Even as a child, I hated the feeling of being tethered when forced to hold an adult hand to cross a busy street. I worked his grip loose and crouched down to pick up a rock, pretended to examine it, and put it in my pocket where I kept my hand out of his reach. Satisfied with my maneuvering around a cultural slight, I relaxed as we continued our stroll. A few moments later, though, my new friend interlaced his arm through mine. I sighed and resigned myself to romantically walk arm in arm with my new buddy. "Why do you put rocks in your pocket?" he asked. The habit had certainly not originated from an aversion to handholding. A few weeks before, I had been attacked by feral dogs in a crowded street. People around here do not fear dogs, and as an aspiring intrepid traveler, I was ashamed that I did. "I like to practice my juggling with stones," I lied unconvincingly. "Oh, I thought it was because you were afraid of dogs," he said as he squeezed my arm tighter. Something about his chumminess made me want to confess. "Yeah, I'm terrified of dogs. Take a look." With my free hand, I picked up the hem of my shorts to reveal the nasty wounds the sharp teeth left behind. "Wow, that's bad," Muhammad chuckled. "Did you get the 6 injections?" It's the question everyone here asks when you tell them you were attacked by dogs. Even children are aware of the anti-rabies prescription. "I'm on my 3rd one," I replied. I then told him how I used to ignore the dogs like everyone else, but now launched rocks at them at the slightest hint of a growl. Muhammad's glowing eyes narrowed as he shook his head. "But my friend, you cannot beat all dogs simply because one bit you. It is wrong and cruel," he exclaimed indignantly. "Last year, my wife flirted with my cousin. I did not beat every woman around me. I only beat my own wife." "Oh," I said uneasily. "You're a wise man, Muhammad, like Ike Turner." "Who is that?" he asked. "A famous wise man?" "I think in some circles he probably is," I replied. "Then let us be wise men of peace," he concluded. "Men like Ike."